We know that in the Spirit we must wash our hands and purify our hearts. And there's so many scriptures. I would like to say one in Psalm 51, and this is probably the most one of the most earnest prayers that David ever gave. And he said, "Behold, you, O God, do desire in the innermost being, in the hidden part, you desire me to know wisdom and truth. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Let the bones which thou hast broken rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities." And that's what we're really saying when we're getting involved in this washing process in the physical. We're saying, "Father God, wash me of all that I have done. Make me whiter than snow." And David says here, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me."
And you know, we say, well, what did you put your hands to? What did you agree to?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be talking about that and show you how to not just go through a ceremony to be saying, "Well, I did this ceremony," but to vitally get unhooked from those things that still torment you. But here in Psalm, verse 19 of the 18th chapter, chapter 18, verse 19, it says, "He brought me forth also into a broad place. He rescued me because he delighted in me." And that's one that you like, Barbara. When we were studying for this message, he delighted in me. That's a wonderful thing. "The Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands, he has recompensed me," or rewarded me, "for I have kept the ways of the Lord and am not wickedly departed from my God. For all his ordinances were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also blameless with him," and it meant so much to him that he repeated it. Verse 24, "Therefore the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyes. With a kind thou dost show thyself kind, with the blameless thou dost show thyself blameless, with the pure thou dost show thyself pure."
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Isn't that marvelous?
So that says also we must first begin in our heart. We must show the Lord that we're willing to cleanse every part of our being, every part of our heart, creating in us a clean heart. And what's so wonderful about this verse that you just spoke of, Darren, "He rescued me because he delighted in me." God's intention for his children is not to destroy us, Darren, but it's to build us up. It's to give us victory on every side. Victory on every side.
You know, many of the things that we need to be set free from, to get legally and vitally away from those things, are the things that make us feel like God does not delight in us, that he's angry with us, or he wants to get us, or he wants to hold out on us, or he's playing hide-and-go-seek. And that first scripture we read in 2 Chronicles says that if you seek for me, I will let you find me.
That's right.
And certainly the universe is big enough, he could hide from us in a, you know, I mean, it's no big deal for him to hide from us if he chose to do that.
Yeah. In Psalm 18, where you were reading too, therefore, where he, twice, he said, "According to the cleanness of my hands, he's recompensed me." And then down in the 24th verse, it says, "According to the cleanness of my hands, in his eyes, he has recompensed me according to my righteousness." I looked up recompense, Darren, and it means to cease from an evil way. And we need to do something on our part when we know that we're doing wrong. Like this brother who had a cocaine habit for 25 years. Did he know it was wrong? Absolutely, he did know it was wrong.
And he said so.
And when he repented before God, what was the first thing he did? He wanted to cut off that cocaine habit. He wanted to eliminate that cocaine habit from his life because he knew it was wrong. So when we ask the Lord to come and rescue us according to our righteousness, we need to be doing in part something to show God that we're traveling on that righteousness path. And he says, "Then according to my hands, you have taken the evil away from me, Lord." Oh, that is so exciting that when we take one step, God takes two. When this brother confessed his sins and says, "I want to get rid of this cocaine habit," then God walked in there and took some of that horrible, the desire to have it. He took it away. Praise God.
Well, you know, Barb, we're trying to get closer to God always. You know, we need more of God. And in Psalm 24, verse 3, here's what it says. "Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart."
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's very, very important. "Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to falsehood, who has not sworn deceitfully, he shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation.
Yes.
This is the generation of those who seek him, who seek thy face, even Jacob.
Praise God. That's wonderful that we don't continually have falsehood. We don't ascribe or ascend to deceit or to lies, but we seek God and his face first of all.
Well, I think that's so interesting. Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart.
So we can stand in God's holy place.
In his presence.
His presence.
And you know, in the New Testament, Barb, we have the concept and the reality of righteousness. And Jesus became sin on our behalf that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a cleansing, really, of the spiritual aspects of man, of giving us a new heart and a new spirit. But you know, many times we have hooked up with, got involved with things that we should have never touched.
That's right.
We say, well, why did you touch that? Why did you get involved? And you know, in many of these business deals, we strike a covenant.
That's right, we do.
We come into a covenant, and we're going to read about that in just a minute, but I want to take up one more scripture here in the book of Psalms that really talks about some of these things that are such a torment to us. But in Psalm 26:6, it says, I shall wash my hands in innocence. I will go about thine altar, O Lord, that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving, declare all thy wonders. O Lord, I love the inhabitation of thy house and the place where thy glory dwells.
Oh, hallelujah.
Now here, Barb, you're a praise and worshiper. Can you talk about that? About how you have clean hands and a pure heart, and it's easier to praise the Lord?
Well, I believe that hands are a great form of praise to God. And it says in several places, including probably more so in the Psalms than anywhere else, that we can go, and it's in Hebrews, isn't it, Darren, where we can go boldly before the throne of grace.
Yes.
and see God. And this is with a clean heart, and clean hands and a pure heart. It says in Lamentations 3:21, I will lift up my hands with my voice unto God in the heaven. So we're lifting up hands in praise and worship to God in Lamentations. Also Psalm 63:3, it says, thy loving kindness is better than life. Thus will my lips praise thee, and I will lift up my hands. I will lift up my hands. So lifting up our hands is such a great evidence, manifestation of our inward praise to God. It's an outward manifestation of how we feel inside.
We know our body, our physical body, is really like a glove or a covering for the inner man of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that our hands are so important to God because he talks about clapping our hands before him.
Yes,
he talks
Psalm
about
47:1.
Right,
yes.
And holding up our hands, worshiping him with our hands, giving him a wave offering. I mean, we do all these things with our hands that I believe really is an extension of our spirit. Now, if God is holy, God is pure, why would we want to hold up dirty hands or defiled hands before him? Now, we could talk about it in the physical sense. If you get mud or dirt or grease or something on your hands, some kind of lotion that you don't want on your hands, or,
mm-hmm.
you know, like you're in the kitchen and you end up getting some Crisco on your hands or butter or something like that, you want to wash your hands. You want to make your hands clean.
Yeah.
Well, in the same way, in a spiritual sense, many of us, and I'll just say this to you because I've been there, you got involved in some things that you shouldn't have been involved in. And you struck a covenant. And see, shaking hands is really a covenant.
Mm-hmm.
They used to cut their hands, they shake their hands, they'd mingle the blood. And that was a very, very serious blood covenant and a blood pact. And they would die to defend their words given in that covenant. Many times we, without thinking, have shaken hands with defilement.
That's right. And sometimes we know it. But the repercussions or the results of that, either business transaction or something, is so dire to us.
Amen.
We don't want to break that covenant. We say, well, there's millions of dollars involved here, or there's so much involved here. I cannot break that covenant. Well, in Psalm 66, it says, if I regard wickedness in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And Darren, you're so right. We need to get rid of everything that even smells of a compromise or smacks of a compromise. Yes.
You know, sometimes we got involved in things and we need to dissolve those partnerships where we're unequally yoked. We need
That's right.
to get out of there. Because how can God bless us as much as he wants to bless us when we're in partnership with an unbeliever?
Mm-hmm.
And many times you have to go and not only dissolve that partnership, folks, but I want to tell you,